This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
And today on Talking Otago, we have with us Jonathan Rowe, Program Manager for South Dunedin Future, the joint program between the Dunedin City Council and the Otago Regional Council to find ways to respond to climate change and flooding problems in South Dunedin. Recently, of course, seven possible futures were released as options to meet South Dunedin's flooding challenges, and the Dunedin community are being asked to have their say. Jonathan, nice to have you with us again, and of course we've walked through these seven possibilities with you on other editions of the Awesome Morning Show, but since then you've been out and about talking to people in the community. What's the response been like?
Morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a really good response. So we're getting some good numbers through the public drop-in sessions and responses to the online surveys, which is great because we're really keen to understand what the community thinks. A lot of people are sort of asking for a bit more of an explanation about the futures, but they're pretty complex. There's a lot of information and a lot to digest. So we've spent quite a bit of time explaining what they are and the kind of pros and cons of each.
Are there any themes emerging at this point? Any clarity around what people want to see happen?
Yeah, there are starting to. So we'll take all this feedback in when it closes in a week or so and do some proper analysis. But just anecdotally, I'd say there's support for a real mix of things. That's a mix of infrastructure, mix of sort of nature-based solutions, green space, and for moving people out of harm's way. Really, what's coming through really clearly is people want a plan. There's a sense that there is quite a lot of uncertainty about South Dunedin and South Dunedin's future, and people want to see a plan, want to see some action, and maybe less of a focus on sort of which option to choose, just pick one and let's get on with it.
Yeah, so I mean, you've had an opportunity now to put quite a lot of information out in front of people, and South Dunedin's very much coming to the kind of top of the pile in terms of conversations about Dunedin's future. What's your sense in general of how the people of South Dunedin are feeling about South Dunedin?
Oh, I think there is some anxiety out there, obviously, around, you know, some of the risks that have been identified, what that means, and that uncertainty about the future. So what we're trying to do really, I think, is land a plan, right? Give people some certainty. And then I think the key bit is really starting to look at implementation. So can we get some runs on the board with some big projects, maybe at Forbury Park or somewhere else, and start to show people, hey, what does a safer and better South Dunedin look like? And actually show them some action.
There have been, of course, a number of opportunities in recent times for people to come in for information sessions or drop-in sessions. You've had opportunities at the Nation's Church and at Forbury Park, St Kilda Bowling Club and so forth. And say there's been a reasonably good response to that. Are there still some further opportunities, though, Jonathan, for people to meet up and have a conversation with you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the more feedback we get, the better, right? We want to have a really good read on what the community thinks, and it's super important for the next stage of the process. So we've got that online survey. So if people, there'll be a link on a flyer that might have been delivered, well, it will have been delivered to a bunch of people's letterboxes in South Dunedin. If people want to Google South Dunedin Future, there's a link to the survey just on the top of our webpage, along with all the documents that have been released if people want to read up. We've also got another series of drop-in sessions, so the public drop-in session at St Kilda Bowling Club today from 2 till 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And otherwise, we're always happy to receive comments and feedback on our email address, which is southdunedinfuture@dcc.gov.nz.
Great. So further opportunity today and tomorrow at the St Kilda Bowling Club. At a drop-in session, what will people find there and who can they talk with?
So basically, we'll have a bunch of council staff there that they can talk to about all the different futures. It's essentially a mini expo. So you walk in and you can just have a wander around. There'll be a whole lot of pictures and images and detail up on posters about each of the futures. You can wander around, ask questions, fill out little cards that and pin those on each of the futures that say kind of what you think of them and which one you like most. And some of the staff will be there to explain things, talk you through the process. And you can stay for 2 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever works for you.
So, Jonathan, when this round of public consultation and these kind of informal conversations come to an end, what happens next?
So basically we take in all of that information, analyse it, and we'll at some stage be releasing a sort of community engagement report, which will play back some of those key themes to everyone so they get a feel for what was said by others. We then add that to some more technical analysis, so engineering and planning work and some economic analysis, and we use that all of that information and work to take those seven futures from a long list down to ideally a short list and eventually to a preferred future that is a single way forward, and that essentially becomes the master plan for South Dunedin.
Well, I'm absolutely sure, Jonathan, that you and I will have more conversations about this as that process goes along. But, you know, thinking back, we have come a long way in terms of some really significant work that's being done in collaboration between the councils and the community and various experts to come up with in-depth analysis of what's going on and to present these seven options. So it is an important decision, isn't it? It is, for many reasons, not a process, Jonathan, that can be rushed.
No, it's not. And you want to be sure about these things. These are some large, impactful decisions, but also a lot of opportunity for the city and for South Dunedin in particular to, you know, make this place better. So have better housing, better infrastructure, you know, more green space. There's a lot of good things that could happen if we do this right.
Thanks for joining us again on the Awesome Morning Show. Jonathan Rowe, Program Manager for South Dunedin Future, joining us for Talking Otago today. We look forward to future conversations with you, Jonathan. Go well.
Super. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.